This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot. We're asking people around the state what issues are important to them and to their communities in this election year. In Milwaukee's inner city, gun violence is a big concern and a real fear. But residents say the root of the problem is a lack of jobs, and it seems like politicians focus on flashy investments like the new Bucks Arena and Foxconn far from their neighborhoods. Jane Hamden reports.
My biggest issues in my neighborhood is the killing and just not the resources for the teens to have to be able to not be on the street.
The violence and poverty.
I have the issues with people killing up people, robbing people, breaking in people's houses.
At the Fondy Farmers Market on Milwaukee's north side, conversations about violence are a contrast to buckets of cut flowers and tables loaded down with tomatoes and zucchinis. Amanda Reed is a home health care worker. She's picking up ingredients for taco sauce and guacamole.
It's nice because it's fresh and, you know, it's grown locally and hopefully not too many pesticides, you know.
Reed says she's not planning to vote in November. She's feeling pretty hopeless about her Milwaukee neighborhood after a spike in shootings this summer.
Places like over here is just broken, you know? Yeah, it's just Milwaukee just gets the short end of the stick.
The Fondy Farmers Market is held up as a success story, an answer to the crime and unemployment that plague one of Milwaukee's poorest zip codes. Ken Little works in city development. He says small investments like this chip away at the tough challenges.
Not trying to make excuses. You need to get rid of the crime. You need to get rid of the reckless driving and those kind of things like that. But opportunity and access to employment, I think, are those things that lift the community and that will help change those kind of things.
Milwaukee officials tried hard to get Amazon to put a distribution center in the Century City development on Capitol Drive, but Amazon said it was too far from the highway. Ken Little says maybe, but the fact is the inner city scares people away. Advocates say it's time to forget about the Amazons and focus on small local businesses like Good City Brewing, which did commit to Century City.
So we're walking now to the corner of 27th and State.
A couple miles south of the farmer's market, Evan Goyke offers a tour of his neighborhood.
You can see on the northeast corner, you have two abandoned boarded up buildings, a former theater, and there are groups working to revitalize those. But on the other corner, we have a Cash for Gold store.
Goyke represents Wisconsin's 18th Assembly District. His house is a grand old Victorian turned into a boarding house. He and his wife are slowly restoring it, but some would say it's a risky investment. His block is like hundreds in Milwaukee. It's a mix of empty, crumbling structures and renovated gems with flower pots out front. Goyke says his neighborhood doesn't need a huge development project. What it needs is a grocery store.
There isn't an entity on my block of 27th Street that needs $10 million, but there's 10 businesses that need $100,000.
Back at the farmer's market, Helen and James Perkins are shopping after church for their summer favorite, yellow squash and onions. Helen ran a daycare in the city for years. Now, as a retired small business owner, she sees politicians doing photo ops at Foxconn and the shiny Bucks Arena, but they never seem to come around to her corner of Milwaukee.
The inner city do need some help. There's no building up. Building up is everywhere else but in the inner city.
The Perkins will be voting in November, as they always do. They'll support candidates who believe Milwaukee's core neighborhoods are safe investments. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Jane Hamden.